What is up? It is me, George G. We've got another awesome episode of the Aligned Money Show coming your way featuring Robert Rowley. Robert is an international best-selling author of The Million Dollar Decision. Get out of the rigged game of investing and add a million to your net worth. We had a great conversation and, of course, started with two truths and a lie. And then we got into the world of investing and how so much of it is unnecessarily complicated. And that complication is created and brought to us by the financial industry. And along with that complication comes a lot of high fees. So we talked about what impact high fees, any fees, have on our investment accounts, what we can do about it, how we can move forward. We talked about how human nature factors into investing and how we can start to better understand that and make sure that we don't make the same mistakes that so many other people make. We talked about the role of fear and greed. Of course, we had a great difference-making tip on how to get started as an investor and all the great things that come along with it. I know you're going to love it. Let's go. Robert, to get us started, give me two truths and a lie, please.
Okay, let's do it. First, one of Warren Buffett's sons is a member of my long-term investing program. Second one, my first business, which I built from scratch as a student, was a web design business. And the third one, I wrote the main content of my best-selling book, The Million Dollar Decision, in just 2 weeks.
Oh, impressive. All right. One of Buffett's kids is in your program. You started a web business. Web design business in your dorm room. And you wrote your book in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow. These are good. Wrote book, 2 weeks. Okay. I am going to guess that it took you longer than 2 weeks to write your book.
No, that's a truth. it's a half truth, because I wrote the main content of the book in 2 weeks. And later, of course, I improved it a lot, you know. But the main content was written in just 2 weeks' time. It was like a total focus on my part. I had nothing else in my life over these 2 weeks, only my family and writing a book, nothing else. No social media, no phones, no meetings, nothing. So it was really a roller coaster. And I did it in 2 weeks. Of course, later I improved it a lot. I got a lot of feedback from test readers. But, you know, the main content was written in 2 weeks.
It's amazing what human beings can do with a little bit of focus.
Yeah.
Cut out some distractions. All right. And I'm pretty sure you did start a web design business.
Yeah, I did that.
That I knew. All right. So Buffett's kid is not a member of the program.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Even though based on our results and if we compare them to Warren Buffett's results, it would be better if they just follow our strategy for long-term investing.
He'd be well served. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Robert. Well, you got me. Congratulations. What is top of mind for you right now?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to help as many people as possible around the world to take control over their personal finance and investing, and especially lower the fees that they are paying for their investments. Because the key to long-term investing success is to keep the fees low. Most people don't realize how small management fees can have big, big, big effect over the long run. And this is my main message also in the book.
I wonder how many people could explain what a basis point is. And so many things in personal finance are basis points. And one of those things are the fees and the expenses. And there's a lot of them.
Yeah. It's just a fancy word for saying, you know, a percentage point, but it's a bit different, you know. So let's say somebody says to you 25 basis points, and this is basically a quarter of percent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just a fancy word that the Wall Street uses to sound more sophisticated.
Right. Yeah, that's funny. I remember reading a quote by Daniel Kahneman, rest in peace, Daniel Kahneman, saying that the entire financial industry is built on the illusion of skill. And I was like, oh, phew,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, one of my best quotes from the book is, investing is simple. It's the financial industry that works hard to make it complex.
And I guess you can't blame them.
No, because complexity justifies their fees. So when you think that something is too complicated, that something you cannot do it on your own, then of course you will gladly pay a lot of fees. And of course you don't realize until it's too late that these fees took away years and years and years of your life. So if you just lower fees that you are paying for your long-term investments by, let's say, 1%. So if you just pay 1% less in fees, this can mean 3 to 5 years of hard work, or maybe you can retire 3 to 5 years earlier if you just lower these fees. And this is something that people don't realize,
which is obviously really profound. If I'm, you know, 65, would I prefer to retire today or wait 3 to 5 years? And I think most people would say I'd like to be able to retire sooner.
Yeah, it's an easy choice.
Yeah, but people don't realize that. And the combination of just not really understanding how fees work, how what basis points are, and then you put that together with, you know, people just aren't really paying close enough attention, and there are a lot of fees, they really can stack up. And to your point, it's there's an obvious and pretty clear cost.
So for example, if you have a portfolio worth $100,000, and if you are paying just 1% in management fees per year, then you don't realize that this 1,000, so 1,000, this is 1% out of 100,000, this 1,000 doesn't grow anymore. And it's being taken out of your account. And when you account for, let's say, a couple of decades, let's say 30 years, over 30 years, this 1,000 would grow to 10,000. And this would mean, and if you account this for all the 30 years, and if you take together all this lost money, it would amount to over 120,000. So more than your initial portfolio value. And this is the effect of small fees on your portfolio over the long run. They can really decimate your portfolio, and this is something that not a lot of people understand.
Yeah, it's that quote that is attributed to Einstein, whether or not he ever said it or not, but compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. And that cuts both ways. When we put it to work for us, then it's one of the really powerful thing. But if it's working against us, then it's obviously doing the opposite. So,
yeah, correct.
So I think that you mentioned that investing is not a complicated thing. Wall Street makes it complicated. So your assertion, or one of your assertions, is that you, person out there, are perfectly capable of doing your own investing.
Yeah, most people most people can take control of all of their investing needs with just a bit of education. You know, if you just educate yourself a bit about these fees and what are the investing options, and how to invest, for example, in low-cost index funds or ETFs, these are big baskets of stocks that you buy for a very, very, very low fee. That's basically it, you know. So, for example, my wife doesn't complicate things. I'm a bit more sophisticated investor, so I have a more diversified portfolio. But, you know, my wife, she just invests in a very simple global ETF. This is a fund that has very, very low fees, almost zero, and it's investing in the biggest companies in the world. And she's outperforming like 95% of investors out there just by following this strategy, just by investing in a global stock market. And that's it, you know, for the lowest possible fee. And that's it. You know, you don't need to overcomplicate things. You need to use the simple solutions. And when you use simple solutions, you get the maximum amount of outcomes or maybe the maximum profit over the long run.
Do people resist that when they hear that and say, well, it can't be that easy. It just can't be that easy.
Yeah, sometimes, especially younger people, they try to really invest in a lot of things, more aggressive things. Maybe also some of them go into short-term trading. But all these things, if you just sum up, they don't give you returns that could match simple ETF or index fund investing over the long run. Because when you try to speculate, when you try to time the market, when you try to go into some exotic products or meme coins or, you know, all these crazy investing vehicles that are out there, you are losing money. Most of this short-term oriented trading is only good for the financial industry. They are taking a lot of fees when you trade all the time, and it's very, very, it's almost impossible to time the market over the long run. You know, I read somewhere that the odds of winning, of consistently winning in the casino, are much, much, much greater than the odds of consistently winning when day trading. So, most people who go into these short-term speculations, they lose money. And I know that because I have a lot of statistics. There are a lot of studies out there, and I also was there personally. I lost a lot of money in the beginning of my career when I was totally financially illiterate. I didn't know what I was doing. I went into forex trading. I went into options trading. I went into swing trading. Nothing worked. And also all the people who went to the same courses, to the same educational programs as me, we were all losing money. And like I said, on the only people who are winning are the people who are educating people about short-term trading because they are taking all these fees, you know, course fees and so on. The brokers, of course, because brokers charge you fees every time that you trade.
There's so much. So I certainly agree with everything you said, and I mean, I don't know that again. Like the basis point thing, that people understand that you have to be right twice. You have to be right at the price you buy the investment, then you have to be right again when you sell it, and that's really hard to do. But it also ignores just human nature that I'm going to make emotional decisions, and more often than not, those emotional decisions are not the correct ones. And even if you did teach me a really great system for trading Forex or whatever, human nature says I'm not good at following and doing the same thing over and over again.
99 out of 100 people would fail totally because of their psychology, because of human nature, because of fear and greed. So all these things come into your way, and there is almost no way that you will be successful over a long time trading in and out of these markets. So yeah, human psychology is a funny thing, but sometimes you can use it to your advantage. When timing long-term investments, I can give you one great example. In November 2022, when Bitcoin was dead Bitcoin went from 66,000 to 16,000 in a very short period of time. And everybody was talking about Bitcoin is dead. Nobody wanted Bitcoin. It was like crazy. It was the crypto market was like a graveyard. And at that time, Jim Cramer, a famous TV host from on CNBC, he had a show and he said, get out of crypto while you can. And one day later, I bought a lot of Bitcoin and I also issued, you know, I told my members, I'm buying Bitcoin now because of Jim Cramer and because of the psychology, because nobody wants Bitcoin, but Bitcoin has a very nice future. And that was basically almost the lows of the previous bear market. So yeah, sometimes you can use this human psychology to your advantage, but it's very hard to do because everybody is talking about something is dead, something is will go to zero. Everybody is scared. It's very hard to do it. But when you train yourself and when you know what you are investing into and you understand the investment, then you can, of course, take this and, you know, put it into your advantage.
And certainly once you become aware of how our brains are not necessarily wired for investing, we're affected by fear and greed, like you talked about, then we could probably get better at it. That's the whole idea, that why not position yourself for success so that you have the option to do more if you want, but you know that what you're doing is low cost. You know that what you're doing is going to get you what you want over the long term.
Yeah. And if you understand that everybody is printing money, all the central banks are printing money, they cannot stop. All the governments are in fiscal deficits. They cannot stop printing money. And if you have more money in circulation, of course, the same amount, the larger amount of money is pursuing the finite amount of assets. And that is why Bitcoin, stocks, real estate, everything is going up in price. Not because everything is fine in the world, not because all of the economies are booming, but because there is more and more and more money in circulation. And they cannot stop printing. So yeah, there will be ups and downs in the future. There will be recessions, but markets over a long period of time, they will continue very likely. Nothing is certain, of course, but very, very likely markets will continue upwards. And this is something that, again, a lot of people don't understand. And a lot of people are following these doomsayers who are predicting recessions every 2 years, and they are never right. They are never right. Even though we have bad economic times, the markets always recover because of all this money printing, you know. And this is one thing that a lot of I see a lot of, I get a lot of questions regarding that. Is it now a good time to invest? It's always a good time to invest. It's always, you know, you just regularly invest for the long run and you will be very likely okay. And the only scenarios where this will not work out for you is that the whole system collapses or the aliens invade or something like this. Yeah,
that is the truth. All you need to do is look back 20 years, then look 30 years back, 40 years, 50, look at the S&P or whatever stock market index you're interested in tracking, and you notice that it was lower then and it's higher now. And to your point, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but if we just track what it's done, it's probably going to be going up, save alien invasion, save complete system collapse.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, Robert, you've already given us a lot, but we're ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for us?
Okay, so if you are not investing yet, the first step is crucial. Like Lao Tzu said, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. So when you take the first step, everything becomes easier. So just start. Open an investment account. Start with, I don't know, $500 or $1,000 if you don't have more. And gradually you will increase these investments and just continue with these regular investments, and that will make a huge difference in your life. So just start, take the first step.
Well, I think that that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on. To begin, begin. So many, I mean, just take that first step. That's precisely, that's such wonderful, wonderful tip. So many great things will change. You'll start to think of yourself as an investor, and you'll want to learn more, and you'll get excited seeing the money go up. And it's nothing but really, really positive things. I appreciate that. Well, Robert, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Yeah, so the simplest way is to visit my website, robertrolich.com. So it's ROLIH.com, so robertrolich.com. And I run a free masterclass, free 90-minute masterclass, where I teach people all about long-term investing, the effect of small fees over the long run. I also talk about what investing themes or what investing opportunities I'm looking at for the next 5 to 10 years. It's an amazing free masterclass that is full of great, great, great content, and it can really make a big difference in your financial life.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Robert your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to robertrolich.com. It's robertrolich.com. Take advantage of that 90-minute free masterclass Robert was talking about and get started, for goodness sakes, because none of us have time, Robert. Thanks again, Robert.
Like I said, investing is simple. It's the financial industry that works hard to make it complicated.
There you go. Let's keep it simple. Friendly reminder, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So take Robert's advice and mine, act accordingly.